I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Curie here. Got to tell you, Alex, of course, I was off for a couple of days because I was visiting my oldest daughter, who gave birth to my very first grandchild.
We mentioned it. We were throwing all sorts of love your way.
I just have to tell you this, okay? Everything people say about grandparents,
it is true.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
Like that,
I thought you were going to be like babies.
The moment,
now, when babies are new, they're smaller, Alex. I'm like, we had one last year.
And they got a lot of wrinkles to them. And let's be honest, they don't really look that cute.
What's funny,
but my granddaughter looks beautiful.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's the way it is.
Instant love. I mean instant.
Good for you.
And like you don't want to put her down.
Yeah.
You just want to hold it.
I know.
It's just
instant love. You know what? And we're changing the name of the show. It's not gonna be Unrivaled anymore. Just instant love.
Instant
Scott
love.
Mitchell and Alex Curie.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just go midnight. Hey, if we're a late night show, instant love. Listening to KSL on this radio.
You know, in the right setting, Alex, you look like a newborn baby.
That's not a lot of hair going on. Yeah. Lots of wrinkles.
Some wrinkles.
Yeah, I got you. Look at his chubby arms and legs. Yeah, I got you. I know.
Still has his baby fat.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So we were excited
you.
For you.
And
so the Jazz couldn't get it done while you were gone. I think that now that you're in town, that's a good omen. I think we're going to be able to run with that. Coming up in just a few minutes here on KSL's Unrivaled, Miriam Swanson from the Orange County Register is going to join us, give us her view on the 0-2 start that's now turned into the 2-2 start. And
2-2.
They're coming back here for Game 5 tomorrow. Very excited about that because you just want to get to the next game. I'm assuming if you're the Jazz, you just want to get to the next game. And Donovan's 36.5 points or whatever he's averaging for this series, to me, it doesn't. I'm not that interested.
No.
I'm not that interested, and neither is he.
We've been there, done that. We need to win.
Like, don't show me how many 30-plus games in a row, 30-plus point games in a row compared to Karl Malone. Karl Malone was getting to the conference in the NBA Finals. Don't show it. And it doesn't matter when you're down 24 and you show that stat. I'm not interested. I mean, I know that the TNT does their thing. They got to do it or whatever, or ESPN, whoever's showing the game last night.
Well, you know what they say. They say, you know, stats are for losers, right?
Here we are.
It's an explanation for whatever. And it's like, I just like the old Al Davis. Win, baby. That's all we want. We just want you to win from here on out.
I want to roll something out here, Scott. I wanted to do a couple things. One, Donovan Mitchell is the superstar of the Utah Jazz. But Rudy Gobert was the defensive player of the year, made the first team all-defensive team, of course, and was named today to the third team all-NBA team. He was an all-NBA player, and that's your guy. That's the guy with all the accolades here at the end of everything. So congratulations to Rudy Gobert. I'm sure he feels massively excited about being on the all-NBA team. But I
think this is Rudy's best year.
I think
he's steadily gotten better year in, year out. But I think this year he made like a quantum leap.
Yeah, and he won the Jazz
more athletically, being more active under the basket. And he made a huge difference for the Jazz, and it did speak in in terms of statistics.
Right.
When he was on the floor, the Jazz were a much, much better
basketball
team.
There was a point last night, I think it was, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter or maybe even just a few minutes left, and Rudy went to the line, got fouled, goes to the line. He makes a shot, and they go, there's Rudy's second point of the night. And I thought, we're in a bad place here.
Yeah.
Like, it was just not a good spot to be in. That guy, Donovan Mitchell, the rest of the Jazz are going to be massively motivated tomorrow. I think you're exactly right. But when you throw out those stats about how many points Donovan Mitchell's having, look at Rudy Gobert and just say, okay, let's get back to some basics here. Getting into foul trouble early was a bad deal. George Niang has been really bad these last couple of games. I mean, what do you expect from George Niang? With Mike Conley out, George Niang comes into the game earlier, right? I mean, that's just part of the deal. But you expect out of George Niang 3 to 4 threes a game with good open looks, some nice passing, maybe a defensive play here and there. But he was nowhere near being between the basket and the guy he was supposed to be defending. And this is just it is just insane to me that guys will just as soon show up and have like a monster game, and you were like, thank goodness we had that guy for the playoffs. And the next game, they'll just be total. Just bomb. And George Niang's been that guy where everybody's going, what on earth? He had 4 fouls in the first 9 minutes of the game, or the first 9 minutes he was in the game.
I think sometimes guys, it was Ian Baker Finch who won the British Open. He said,
here comes the golf analogy, everybody.
No, he felt like, because his game wasn't a long hitter. And so he changed his whole entire game to try to fit in with the because like hitting the ball further was kind of the thing on the tour, and it wasn't who he was. And I think George Niang is trying to be maybe beyond who he is, and I think the speed and the athleticism of some of these good teams is kind of throwing him off, and he's trying too hard. He's trying to be somewhere. He's trying to hit the long ball, right? And he that's not his game. And he's it just feels to me like he's not playing within himself. Like he normally does, and it's almost like he feels like, oh my goodness, you know, there's more responsibility, and I've got to do too much, and it's just not the case. And I think that might be the case with more than just George Niang. I mean, I think it might be the case with a lot of the players on the team.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when Matt Barnes was playing the Utah Jazz with the Golden State Warriors? And they came to Salt Lake, and it was for round two of the NBA playoffs of that year. And he said, what did he say?
I thought it was Draymond Green.
Well, Draymond Green, I'm sure, made a dig or two. But Matt Barnes is the one that says there's no nightlife in Utah. Okay? Well, we've got our own version of there's no nightlife in Utah now, because Marcus Morris was asked today, who, by the way, is shooting lights out.
Yes.
Marcus Morris shooting lights out. Now, his twin brother, Markeith, plays for the Lakers. And he was at the game last night, and the reporters were asking, hey, it's nice to have your brother on the sideline. He's like, yeah, I love it. We talk about stuff during the game. Like, that'd be a cool thing. You know,
right, yeah.
Especially if you're the
Isn't
brother.
Isn't that tampering? I think it's tampering.
You probably could, yeah. You can't talk to your twin brother during the season.
No, it's tampering.
During the offseason.
Yeah, you're on another team.
He gave me tickets to go to see him, and I sat courtside. That's tampering. Yeah. But what's interesting is you'd like to be the twin brother.
Because he goes, still I love to play with my brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, somebody asked him, is he going to go make the trip to Utah and watch you play there? No, he won't. You know he won't be coming to Utah.
Good.
Actually, I don't know anybody who wants to go to Utah.
Let's try all of the state of California.
He's going to stick it here. He's going to stick it out here in L.A., and we'll see him when we come back.
Do you know how tired I am of hearing that baloney?
Every year
I'm
there's
so
something.
Tired of hearing this.
Every year there's
so
something.
Look. I've lived a lot of places, Alex. I've lived on the East Coast. I've lived in California. Who in the world would ever want to live in California? It's mind-boggling.
Here comes the Johnny Cash song.
Who would ever want to live in Michigan?
Michigan's beautiful. Then there's Detroit.
Right, and it's cold. It's cold like almost forever.
Yes.
Like there's nothing worse than a Midwest winter. I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
I mean Chicago's okay, but no. I'm just telling you, it is. I mean, Chicago's no picnic anymore. I mean, you get your car stolen, you go downtown. I've lived a lot of places, and I'm so tired of hearing this, Alex. I'm so sick and tired of hearing it. This is an amazing place.
No, but
there's
see,
nothing better than being here in the state of Utah. It's an incredible state. Incredible state.
The real problem is guys like Marcus Morris end up here in 4 years.
Right.
Right. They end up getting traded for
I don't want
whatever.
Them here. I'm just tired.
I know.
I'm tired of people that I'm tired. I wish the Jazz would just get really mad and just say, I'm done with this.
I just wanted to give them some poster material tomorrow in the locker room.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Maybe the Jazz feel the same way. Yeah, I'm kind of the same deal.
I don't think the Jazz care.
Now, I don't
think the players like it. Whatever.
But there's a lot of players who've stayed here. You think about Darren Williams.
A lot of players.
Yeah. You think about guys who were like, hey, we're going to stick this thing out. Matt Harpin came back because he was like, people love raising their families here. And look, Marcus Morris, you and your brother can have each other there in L.A. It's fine. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We're going to speak. Clean up the act here, Scott. You don't want to talk trash about California too much. Marion Swanson's going to come.
Oh, I'll talk trash.
Orange County Register.
You stick around. I'll give her some things to talk about.
She's like so nice. The Orange County Register, she covers the Clippers, of course. She's B-writer for down there. We'll talk to her next, see where she's at on this series. Stay with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.